Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, July 26, 2020. We are broadcasting live from hot Atlanta. It is hot in Atlanta. This evening, we will discuss how does what we see and hear affect us. And we are certainly seeing a lot and hearing a lot on a daily basis. So just ponder that question for a moment, okay? And stay tuned. As we're continuing our Be Encouraged series, we are in episode number 34. And we are wanting to and trying to certainly encourage you. Okay. Of course, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I always like to provide the answer. And etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other pleasant and comfortable. Now, isn't that what we all want? Especially when so many of us are quarantined. Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine of court behavior. Charles I and II of England, they took it upon themselves to copy the rules from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior absolutely everywhere, and I am just so glad that they did that. I like to applaud them. This is just a play. Kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, welcome everyone. I know you've had just a moment or so to ponder on that question: how does what you hear and see affect you? Or how are you affected by what you see and hear? So however you would like to have that question posed. We know that there's a lot of uncertainty going on, from discrimination to how will the children regroup in a few weeks if they return to school, or just what's going on. So we know that we are all affected in one way or another. By the conversation we have with our friends or family members or, you know, whomever, how much do we really watch news reports, especially now? Gosh, I'm sure a lot. Or how often do we tune in to social media? If we're reading newspapers, if we're listening to radio broadcasts, we're probably doing these things possibly more than we should, okay? But, I mean, you know, what are we to do? So we want to certainly talk about it. And our number is 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. 416-418-5894. You can certainly join the conversation live, or you can just simply send us an email, and you can send that email to etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com or msdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. All right, so I want to bring on my guests. They're no strangers to our show, that's for sure. Pastor Emmanuel Williams, I know you all certainly do know him. I'm always delighted when he can join us. Pastor Williams, happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday, Donna.
How are you?
At the moment, I'm fine.
Wonderful. Glad to hear
you. In this age of coronavirus, things happen overnight or instant or when we least expect it. But at the moment, thanks be to God, I'm feeling good.
Well, amen. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm sure the listeners are going to be excited by what we discuss. And in fact, this actual topic actually, I guess I should say, came into fruition from a Sunday school class that I am a part of that Pastor Williams actually leads. And so we're going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a few moments. But I also want to bring on our therapist, because we know anytime we're affected, we want to know, you know, sometimes, you know, how, why, what's going on. And so she is certainly no stranger as well. Therapist DeWanna Swift, how are you?
I'm well. Nice to be here.
Well, it's always a delight to have you as well. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. So now we're going to discuss here how we are certainly seeing a lot in the news, not even in the news, pretty much on depending on what you're watching, period, you're going to see some kind of news. And I think I'm getting some feedback from someone, and I'm not quite sure who, but we want to try to make sure that the connection is as clear and crisp as possible so that our listeners can certainly benefit from everything that we have to say. So, first of all, Pastor Williams, if you would just kind of talk a little bit about what our actual topic was that we discussed that actually caused me to say, okay, this is a show topic, I do believe.
Well, Donna, the context for this topic came out of a life group topic that we have entitled The Bible and Culture. And this lesson was divided into three parts. The first part dealt with be salt and light, or how do we influence the culture in which we live. And the second part was the scripture and the arts, and showed a connection between how that God blesses us with gifts and we should use them in whatever capacity that we have the opportunity to do so. And the third one was on Bible wisdom and entertainment, and specifically it dealt with thinking on certain things and how that we as Christians have a responsibility to be very selective in how we spend our time, thinking or engaging various topics or various forms of entertainment, recognizing that what we see and hear can have an impact on us both spiritually and also emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when we were discussing that, that's when I guess the green light started flashing, and I thought about, ooh, you know, it's really important that we do guard our ear gate and our eye gate. So it's really important for us to be conscious of what we're allowing to hear and what we are actually seeing, because that certainly does have a spirit connection, because those things can be actually planted into our spirit. And so, and I know I have a friend of mine, May Benitez. I remember for years she has been doing what was called, she's always talking about anointing your ears. So she talks about anointing her earlobe, and she, everybody she really meets and talks to, she's always saying, make sure you anoint your ears. And so I've anointed her for years and years, and she's always said that. And I thought that was just very impactful, because we do, we need to really be, you know, conscious of what we hear, for sure. And now with what's going on, like you mentioned, the coronavirus and, you know, so many other things that are going on. I mean, the discrimination situation and of course, just as recently, you know, the parents and teachers and, you know, administrators are trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do about school. So, you know, you're hearing a lot of things that are positive. You're hearing a lot of, I know there's been a lot of protests here lately from a lot of parents stating that they need to open these schools back up so they can get rid of these kids. And, you know, well, they didn't all say that, but, you know, they're a little worn out, I'm sure, because they've had to do some things that they've never had to do, as most of us have had to do that as well. So, you know, but we're going to all get through this. So I just want to just kind of open up for discussion on exactly what, you know, what's going on and what some people are thinking. So, again, our number, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. And we're going to go ahead and start picking up some calls here. And I will identify your number by the last four digits of your telephone number in that way that you will know that we are speaking to you. And I'm still getting some feedback. I'm hearing some feedback on one of the lines. I'm not quite sure which one, but we're hearing like some popping or something. So I don't know if that's Pastor Williams, if that's your line, or if that's Dewana's line. I'm not quite sure. But I want to try to make sure that the... Dewana, are you...
Okay. Can you hear me?
Did you say something? Mm-hmm. I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it could be something. Sometimes if you are on a speakerphone, sometimes we receive the echoing sound. So I just want to make sure.
Fine.
Yeah, I want to make sure that the listeners can hear everything you all have to say, because I know it's going to be so enlightening. And so we're going to need to have it. So we're going to go to our first caller. It's extension 2967. Extension 2967. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi,
yes, ma'am. I hear you. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you for calling in to join our conversation on what happens when we, what happens to us, you know, when we hear things and then when we see things. What do you think about that?
What do I think about it? When you speak things and hear things?
Yes, ma'am.
I think about something be for real and something don't. But well, I was concerned about the kids going back to school. I don't think it's a good time for them to go back to school. What you think about it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And tell me why. I believe I do agree with you, but I'm more interested in you telling me why you feel that way.
Because it's so much of this virus, and then the school ain't going to be sanitized, right? If they go back, they might bring it home and give it to some of their parents or something like that, if it's in these schools.
Mm-hmm. And I certainly do understand.
Yes, but I don't have no kids in school. All mine grown. But I'm concerned about other kids that going to school, about their lives and stuff. I'm concerned about.
Sure. Yes, ma'am. And I certainly do agree with you as well. I certainly do agree with you being concerned. That's very nice. And you said all your children are they're up and grown, huh?
My grandkids are grown, but I got a great grandchild will be a year old in October.
Oh, very nice. Well, yes. Well, I'm certainly glad that you reached out to us to join the conversation. We certainly appreciate that. Absolutely.
Hazy Butler. Hazy Butler, the one who told me about you.
Well, I spoke that, and we would certainly thank her for that because we are, you know, very grateful when other people share about our show. Okay. And
yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Yes.
I appreciate you too. I'm listening in on me now.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
I love
you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. Okay, wonderful. Okay, we're going to pick up another call to find out we just want to kind of hear back from you how you think what you listen to and what you look at, how does that affect you? So we're going to go to extension 1070, extension 1070. Hello.
Hi, Ms. Donna.
Well, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yes, so, excuse me, what'd you say?
Oh, no, go right ahead. Looking forward to what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. But in regards to what you hear and what you see, I'd say that based on what you hear and see, it can influence your thoughts and the way that you handle things and deal with life and make decisions. Because sometimes if you listen to someone else or hear something else, then that can influence you to follow whatever that is, or it influences you to think the same way as whatever you heard or saw. And it can also, like, change your, like, certain things. If you listen to it long enough or if you're being fed it long enough, it can change your thought process if you keep listening to it. And then your mind will just start to believe it because you're being fed it often.
Very interesting thought. Absolutely. We're going to pull our therapist in here. DeWanna, let me get your take on that. Excellent point.
That is an excellent point. She is correct because teens and youngsters, they're at a developmental stage where they want to be accepted by their peers. And so they take in all of the information that's in social media, and sometimes they want to follow those people who are in the videos or who are on TV. And, you know, some of the advertisers, they like to sell their products that way because they know that young people and others who are buying the products are watching things on social media. And so they show all these different people who are dressed a certain way, and they're saying different things. And teens and youngsters, they really gravitate to that, and they like to look like these people, thinking that they need to look like these people, and so they try to emulate them. And so we want to educate our youngsters about what's real and how they should just follow themselves and their own identity. They have to develop their own identity, and you have to put good role models in front of them so that they can have another avenue to turn to and not just look at social media and think that that's the go-all and that's what they have to do.
Very good point. I certainly do agree with that as well. And I guess with the quarantine situation that's been going on for several months, I'm sure social media, I'm sure it has to be up, you know, so just so high because of so many people, and not just the young people, really. So many people are on social media. So, and that kind of falls under that entertainment side, right, Pastor, that we kind of discussed as part of the entertainment. And as you just said, too, Dawana, it's oftentimes the entertainment is just that. It's entertainment. It's not really real.
Right.
Right.
Right. Because the media provides different things. It can provide the news, it can provide entertainment, and it can be an educational tool. But you have to look at it in those various aspects, and you have to be able to have someone who can tell you and guide you and let you know what's real and what's not.
Absolutely, absolutely. This sounds like, is that Shiloh? Is this Shiloh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, Shiloh, and we know Shiloh is definitely a leader, so that's why your comment is like it is. It's very good, very good. Thank you so much for that. And
yes, you're welcome.
Okay, and I am going to look at...
Hey, Donna.
Yes, go right ahead.
How about asking the caller if she can identify some things in her own life that have influenced her or that are potential items, sources of influence? She's right on target with what she said. That I would think that she might have some examples that she could share with us.
Mm-hmm. I know she's still on. And Shiloh, what about that?
A few things, like examples. I'd say, like, is she saying for me personally or in general, like for anyone?
Pastor, did you have,
she made the point of saying that we need to be careful about what we do see because they can influence us, and I was wondering if she had any personal examples.
Okay, well, I'd say sometimes, like, I have to choose my friends wisely because there are plenty of people in my age range right now that I could be friends with, but I'm not friends with because of the decisions that they make. So personally, I'd say, like, as I grow up and move from elementary to middle school, then middle school to high school, you have to choose your friends wisely and be careful who you surround yourself with because, yes, there are plenty of people, like I said, that I could hang with or that I could be friends with, but they all don't make decisions that I would want to make or I would think would be best for me to be making. So that's what I could say personally. And as well as, like, some people, like, in my school, like, a lot of my peers, well, not a lot, but there are some of my peers who are, like, very negative. You can't hang around them because you're going to be fed what they're saying. You're going to have to hear that. So then you'll become negative as well, or either you'll like listen to it and believe it about yourself, even though it may not have been like directed towards you, but you'll still believe it. Like mean things or certain things that you may hear, you may hear it and think like it may not be directed to you, but you may start to believe it just because you're listening to it. So personally, that's what I could say.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, excellent point. And you're right if you're around it long enough, because I believe if you're around people who are negative, you know, those negative spirits will transfer onto you, and you'll start thinking the same thing. That's why it's so important. And like you said, to choose your friends wisely. That's really
right.
Important. You might have a lot of people that are just saying, oh, I have 35 friends. Really? Really. And you want to look at the definition of really what friends are. So good, very good point. Very good point. Let's see here. I am going to read an email here. It says, Miss Donna, with all the negative news that is constantly on, I know I have been affected in a great way. I try to minimize what I watch, but find myself watching it over and over. I know this is a problem, but I'm not sure how to stop. What does your experts have to say about this? Thank you. And this comes from Sarai. So she's listening to this over and over again, and she's basically wanting to just kind of find out, I mean, why is this happening? And in fact, I'm going to let you all ponder on this for just a couple of minutes. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Shamar Consultants, LLC, and thank you for taking the time to visit our site. Did you know that having a professional website can help you increase sales? So now ask yourself this question. Can I afford not to have a professional website? By combining the creativity of our designers with the precision of consultants, we develop custom solutions that achieve results and expose you to thousands of new clients. Shamar Consultants is committed to developing successful business solutions. We believe a great custom website should provide a great online and user experience, improve your professional image, keep your audience informed, increase your business inquiries and revenue, allow your client to easily access your product information, and work proficiently. Whether you need a small personal website or a big corporate portal, Shamar Consultants will provide you with an innovative Web 2.0 solution. We are always prepared for any non-standard request and ready to come up with a possible solution. ShamarConsultants.com. www.shamarconsultants.com. www.shamarconsultants.com. This commercial is produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Do you want your children to be respectful and kind to others? Do you want to foster positive relationships, gain the skills to manage traumatic experiences, or just learn helpful ways to manage the stresses of everyday life? If you do, contact Awana Swift at Compassion Fosters Change at yahoo.com. CompassionFostersChange at yahoo.com. At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you will experience a listening ear and gain the skills and insight to manage problems on your own. Counseling services are provided for children, adults, and families. For a consultation or to make an appointment, go to CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. 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 At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you and your family will receive the support needed to foster more happiness in life. Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. This commercial was produced by Ms. Donna Speaks.com, MSDonnaSpeaks.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are talking about how what you see and hear, how does that affect you? And I have Pastor Emmanuel Williams and the owner of Compassion Fosters Counseling Service, who you just heard her commercial, Dawana Swift, on with me. And I will go ahead and reread the email that I read before we went to break. And again, it says, Ms. Donna, with all the negative news that is constantly on, I know I have been affected in a great way. I try to minimize what I watch, but find myself watching it over and over. I know this is a problem, but I'm not sure how to stop. What does your experts have to say about this? Thank you, Sarai. Okay, so which one of you would like to tackle that first?
Well, I would say that there is this phenomenon called the fear of missing out, and that fear compels you to sometimes pick up the phone every minute to check for updates or to respond to alerts or to watch the news over and over, and it's about even if you take risk while you're doing, while you're driving and you want to look at things on the phone and you know you're not supposed to do that, or prioritizing social media interaction over real-world relationships. So it sounds like she may have a little bit of that going on, the fear of missing out on what's going on in society. And so that can trigger some anxiety and depression, and you know that it's she realizes that it's not good and that she wants to stop. So she is going to have to make herself do other activities, including just watching, turning the channel, watching something, a funny TV show, or going outside, going for a walk. You have to get out and maybe have a friend to talk to on the phone or have someone call you at certain times so that you don't have that urge, so you can minimize that urge to watch the news. So it's okay to watch the news sometimes. You do want to stay up to date, but maybe prioritize what time you're going to watch, and you can maybe watch it in the morning, and then maybe at night before you go to bed, and that's it. Or just watch it one time a day. But you do want to stay up to date on what's going on, but you want to have other activities going on in your life. So you have to stay busy doing other things, and you can also involve other people to help you do that. So they can also just give you calls and stop watching TV or to go and do another activity or to go out and take a walk. And that can just prompt you to do those other things that you need to do in your life to stay healthy.
All right. Good point. Pastor Williams?
Well, I certainly endorse everything that has been said. It comes down to this woman making choices and realizing that she has to make the decision. Do I watch or do I not watch? And so it comes down to finding strategies that she may employ in order to help her in making decisions as to the amount of time that she may give to watching certain programs, and also being selective in what she watches. And so I would encourage her to, the good thing is she realizes that it is having a negative impact. The question is now, what do you do with that? And I say, okay, you begin to prioritize what you look at, or make a list of what you're watching, and then determine which ones can you eliminate from that list. And instead of watching TV or listening to the news, you come up with another activity. And if you happen to be a believer, then one of the things certainly that you could do with your time would be to spend that time in reading the Bible, or in prayer, or devotional material, or calling a friend. But I would encourage her to identify other activities that she could pursue, as opposed to spending the time that she does watching the news.
Great. Thank you for that as well. And I find, too, that if you're just sitting and constantly watching the news, and you can be turning from channel to channel, basically they're all saying the same thing, and oftentimes you are hearing the same news report continuously.
True.
I mean, really,
true.
That's what I find sometimes, and because I know sometimes I'll watch maybe the news, well, not in the morning, afternoon anymore, because oftentimes I don't even turn the TV on until probably evening time. And so listening, and then you hear them, a lot of them will actually, they will, well, not necessarily re-air, they have two back-to-back. A lot of the news stations have two back-to-back. They may come on at 10 p.m., they may come on again at 11 p.m. And I know I've watched, and I'm thinking, okay, you all just said that last hour, but a lot of times the news is just, you know, they continue to reiterate the same thing, and it's like, oh, this is just a waste. And then sometimes I personally will find, too, that when most news or local news, I find that generally you can pretty much find out everything you need to know in the first 10 minutes of the broadcast, because they're going to have all the pretty much the top stories, and then I'll just go on about my business, turn TV off, and go read, and go over some affirmations or declarations or something like that. So, and that's an idea for the listener as well. You want to, if this is for you, it's just something that I like to do and helps me. I believe in declarations and affirmations, and I write a lot of them out. And so I like to actually recite them out loud. And generally the type of affirmation, well, everything is an affirmation that you state. Let me start by saying that. I like to do positive affirmations. A lot of times people don't realize that when you're speaking negative things, you're actually speaking negative affirmations. So everything we speak, you know, we're speaking an affirmation over ourselves. So I just choose to speak positive ones. So that may be something, too, that will allow you to kind of divert your attention. And or recite some scriptures, like Pastor Williams had mentioned as well, or read the word. And generally when I read the word, I'm always inspired and encouraged and uplifted. So I think if we would take a little more time to be intentional about trying to make sure that we are listening to something that is inspirational or encouraging, I think a lot of that would, we wouldn't even have to deal with a lot of it, and especially now because we're just hearing so much bad news. Here's one. It says, hello to you and your guest, Miss Donna. My father watches all the news channels constantly, and he always talks about how bad the country and the world is. We asked him if we could watch something else, but he says we need to know what's going on. Some nights, my little brother has nightmares about getting beat up by the police. I'm worried. My name is Tierra. Can you please help? Okay, so here we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sending that, Tierra. Okay, so we just kind of talked about that, but wow, I mean, he's having nightmares, which that's not uncommon, right?
No, no. If you're watching a lot of violence, it can cause a lot of nightmares. So he should definitely not watch the news with them. If they could get him to do some other activities, go outside and play, throw the ball with them, or go bike riding. And like you said, read some inspirational things. Have him go in another room and read the Bible, read some inspirational things, and say positive things to himself. Those self-affirmations are really great to do to help change your mindset. It can really change your mindset. And then just to watch something that he enjoys so he can go to sleep in a positive mood. And that's what you want to do. You want to always have kids to feel comforted and supported when they get ready to go to sleep. So to change things and to be positive at night before he goes to sleep, that would be really good for him.
Yeah, and I would add to that, there are, just a lot of games, puzzles, educational materials designed for children that certainly could take up the time that the child is watching the news. And I certainly would encourage the parent to come up with alternate activities. Again, they could be educational, they could be recreational. This may be a time when one parent engages in athletics or games or time with this child. So, yes, if the decision has to be made by somebody in that house, how they can come up with an alternate or different options for engaging this child so that it does not, it's not forced to sit and watch television and especially news or things that would have negative content.
Okay, and thank you for that. Here is one. Let's see, Ms. Donna, thanks for what you do in terms of providing meaningful topics that allow your listeners to participate. My family has listened to your show for 4.5 years, and your topics are always suitable for the entire family. Thanks again. This is from Marley. Thank you, Marley, for that. We certainly try to do the best we can to have topics that are certainly, we know we have a family audience, and we try to make sure that we do that. And thank you so much for acknowledging that. We certainly do appreciate that. Let's see. Here's one. Okay, let's pre-read through this one. It's kind of similar. Ms. Donna, I am a young parent with 2 children. I try to shield them from negativity. How can I continue to do this if you can offer ideas? I don't have much family support. Thanks. And this comes from Brian. Brian in Ohio. So,
do you want me to go first? I would say that, well, you know, there's going to be positive and negative things in the world. That's just going to happen. And so you have to have good role models around your kids. If you can, if that's possible, provide, like we said, educational shows for them to watch, positive entertainment. There are some positive TV shows out there. And with the coronavirus, we can't always go out and interact with other people the way we want to, but you can just do things with the family members if there are any in the family who are good role models, and just you know, a small group to do activities outside, like we said, recreational activities. You can also have them read books on positive things and positive and people who have overcome challenges. So those are some ways we can provide some positive input.
Yeah, and I would add to that, it seems that there's a need for a family meeting or a parent meeting to recognize this issue and to devise options and alternatives to the current situation, because both parents have to be involved in this, I would think. And so I would start there, the husband and wife discussing this matter, and then beginning to brainstorm what they may be able to do in order to offer more positive options for this child or the children in their family. And then in that way, at least there could be some reinforcement for this child to watch something or to engage in something that is positive. But it does need the support of both parents. Ideally, it needs the support of both parents. If only one is going to take that responsibility, well, then that's got to bite the bullet and do it. But again, it requires someone to be intentional. It may require that you come up with a schedule or some kind of time plan for the day, and so that you can have a plan in place. At certain hours, you know you're going to do this with the child, or the child can watch this or engage in this. But again, it's the parents' responsibility to guide children and to provide them suitable recreational and social activities. And I'm glad for this person who did write in and recognizing the need for assistance in this matter.
Absolutely, and thank you both for that. And it's not too late for you all to chime in. If you want to chime in live, 516-418-5894 or MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com or kidsatgmail.com. And here's one. It's from Miss Donna. My kids are ready to go back to school, but they don't understand fully why they can't. What are ways we can get them to understand? This is Leandra in Michigan.
Well, there are a number of news programs, certainly, that deal with the impact of the coronavirus, and or even in the newspapers today, like even in today, they're dealing with the issue of going back to school. And so here again, a parent has to identify resources that can be helpful in explaining what is going on and why the schools or certain schools are not opening up. And I think the parent can is able to put it in language that their children can understand and be able to grasp. And so I would say my first recommendation would be to the parent, okay, you identify what material is available, and then you put that in a form that would be understood by your child. It's your responsibility, and I would encourage you to take it. The child certainly isn't going to get it by himself. And if the child is asking questions, that shows that that the child is wondering, okay, why? And why has to be answered with a specific answers. And those answers can only come from the parents.
All right. Thank you for that one. We're going to go to the phones. Let's see. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, 3504. Hello. 3504. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Doing fine. Just we having bad weather here. I'm so
oh.
sorry to be late, but we're having real bad weather here.
Oh,
and
no
so,
worries. What area are you in?
Grove Hill, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful. Well, wow. Well, we certainly hope that.
Sorry to be so late calling in, but I'm afraid when the weather's bad, thunder and lightning, I am afraid.
No worries at all. Yes, I recall when we were little when it was thundering and lightning, we used to have to go sit down in the corner and go read a book because the TV was not going to be on or anything. So, but no worries whatsoever. I'm glad you're listening, and I do understand if you certainly don't want to be on the phone. Okay.
That's right. I wouldn't care if I could have been on earlier.
Oh, no worries whatsoever. Thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you.
We certainly do appreciate. You're so welcome. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's storming in some parts of the country. Here is one that says, my children see adults fighting about why they should or should not go back to school in person, and we see this as a popular topic because it's everybody's dealing with it around the country right now. How can we tell kids to get along when they see adults not getting along? And this comes from Jake. I'm going to let both of you sort of ponder on that for just a moment. We're going to take one last quick break, and we will be right back. In just a moment, so please do not go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect book for children ages 4 and up that contains life skills? What is Etiquette Anyway by Donna Paige Riley is a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book makes reading time fun time while teaching valuable lessons. Children will learn communication skills, table manners, telephone manners, personal hygiene and grooming, posture and poise, how to write invitation and thank you, and more. This information helps children to develop self-esteem and confidence. Here's what some people are saying about what is etiquette anyway. Barbara Myers said, "My son is 7 years old and doesn't care for reading. But when I purchased this book and placed it on the coffee table, one day I walked by and saw him reading it. In fact, he read the entire book at one sitting and was excited to tell me about it. Thanks, Miss Donna, for writing a great book that grabbed my son's attention." Sue Corker said, "I don't have children, but purchased this book for myself as a reminder of how to set up the formal play setting. It has a great diagram. What is Etiquette Anyway makes the perfect gift for any occasion. Your child will remember this information forever." Order your authentic and personalized autographed copy today. Go to www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Pagesetiquette.com. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. www.promixglobal.com. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. This commercial was produced by MissDonnaSpeaks.com, MS.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back. In case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. We're talking about how does what you see and hear affect you. And we thank you for those of you who are communicating with us with questions. I think we have one more question here. And I will reread it. I read it prior to going to break. I'll reread it, and then we'll get ready to conclude this evening. Again, my children see adults fighting about why they should or should not go back to school in person. How can we tell kids to get along when we see adults not getting along? This comes from Jake. Okay, so we see that it's a very hot topic here is school, for the simple fact that it's almost time for back to school now. So I know that's why we have so many people that are concerned. And I know I'm concerned when I see a lot of what's going on and the debates back and forth and so on. So we will. I will go ahead and just slide this question over to our professionals here. And let's see. Dawana, you want to take it first?
Yes, I would say that. We're all individuals, so we're all going to have disagreements and we're going to want to argue sometimes because we're unique. So that goes for adults and children. So what we have to do is learn how to express our ideas and our opinions in a respectful way. So I would tell this person to teach her kids to express themselves, but to do it in a respectful way without calling each other names, without being negative towards each other. And to, just express themselves and listen. Try to listen to the other person as well. You have to listen because you may gain some ideas and some input from their ideas as well. So just listen to what the other person is saying and express your ideas in a respectful way, because when you're respectful, then the other person is more willing to listen. So it's okay to have disagreements, but you want to express those disagreements and those opinions in a respectful way, and maybe you can gain some more supporters.
Okay, Pastor, what would you like to add?
Well, I would say that this matter comes down to what is going to be the source of our guidance and our options that we give to those in the family. And it's where the parent has to take that responsibility. Hopefully, if the Bible plays a role in the family, the Bible can be used to provide guidance and be the authority that is held up in front of the family. And there's another Paul speaks about setting your mind on those things that are pure and noble and good, letting us know that that's how we can be positive in our actions and in our beliefs. It depends upon what the source of the input, where it's coming from. So, again, that in the case of a family, that becomes a parental responsibility. For adults, they have to recognize that there's a whole smorgasbord of information on TV and in the newspapers, and one has to be selective and also determine, evaluate what they're reading, and ensure that it's presenting material factually, because that's certainly one of the problems that we experience. So, again, it becomes a responsibility. The Bible is quite, as I said, quite clear on this, and recognizing that if we allow adverse material to come into our minds on a continuing basis, it will have an effect. And the only way we can preclude that is to recognize that we have to put up a signpost or gatepost before our eyes and our ears, and be selective in what we allow our eyes and ears to see and hear, recognizing it can have a beneficial action or influence, or it can have a negative. And if we have some doubts about the issue, then we should seek advice from someone that we trust. If you have a minister or pastor, consult with him or someone in your religious faith group. But it still comes down that each person has to be intentional about what they listen to and what they watch, recognizing that it could have a beneficial influence or an adverse influence.
You. I agree just wholeheartedly, absolutely. I kind of missed these two. These were from earlier shows. I do want to just read them real quick. One says, "Miss Donna, I would like to know how old Shiloh is and how did she become the Crown Act reporter for your show?" Thank you. This came from Kelly. actually, Shiloh, if I remember correctly, she's 15. And how she became the Crown Act reporter, and for those of you who may not know what that is, we actually did a show on discrimination and image, and two of those shows were regarding hair, and the Crown Act is actually a legislation that was passed in 8 different states stating that African Americans or blacks, their hair could not be a discriminating factor to prevent them from either becoming employed with that particular company or perhaps staying with that company. And I, if you did not have an opportunity to listen to that show, I would certainly invite you to go back, as all of our shows are archived. So she and her dad, I found out about Crown Act the early part of the year. So when this came up, she being a very intelligent young lady, I asked her if she would provide some of the research and data on that, and I thought she did a great job. So she actually came back when we did part 3. So that's how she was able to do that, Kelly. Thank you for listening to that. And the other one is a question from Sarah in Atlanta, and she wanted to know how She, well, said my daughter would like to become a natural hairstylist. Please answer calls to hear what school she thinks is best in Georgia. My daughter is Kyra, a freshman in high school. And Thera, thank you for that. And I will actually forward that too to Hira, who was the co-host for the last show we did, I believe, was on Thursday, I believe. So yeah, we've been doing quite a few shows back to back, so they're almost kind of running together. But I certainly would encourage you to go back and listen to those shows. Well, I want to certainly thank Pastor Williams and our therapist, Dawana, for being with us this evening. I always appreciate your information and the advice that you offer to our listeners. And just basically in conclusion, and you've kind of heard this already about making sure that you try to actually watch something that's a little more uplifting or something positive, even some positive movies. Oftentimes comedy, if you watch comedy, that will just give you an opportunity to laugh. And, you know, laughter is the best medicine. So you certainly want to clean comedy. Let me roll back and just kind of throw that out there. Usually clean comedy. But anyway, or listen to maybe some good music or some gospel music or some jazz music or whatever kind of music that you would like to listen to, something that will uplift your spirit. And I know one of the guests said something about reading. You want to read some great articles, uplifting articles, positive articles. I had mentioned about the declarations and affirmations, if you will. And that, I believe, that will certainly lift your spirits as well. And I certainly hope you've heard something that will encourage you. I always like to give our special guest an opportunity if they wanted to conclude any other information. The one I know, Pastor Williams, is kind of sums some things up for us. And did you have anything, any final thoughts that you wanted to share, or is that going to go right ahead?
Yes, I do. I was going to say, just to everyone, just to make sure you limit the amount of news that you watch. You can limit it to in the morning and in the evening, at night. Okay. And then make sure you do other activities. Do other activities, because that's going to help uplift your mood. And do other activities, including going for a walk, talking to friends, reading the Bible, reading devotionals, looking at movies, especially watching funny movies like we talked about, comedies. Those can really uplift you. So doing all of those things can really help you to feel better about yourself and what's going on in the world. So that's what I wanted to leave you with. So try to be positive. There's a lot of negativity going around, but we can make it more positive. We can make it through if we try to watch things that are positive on social media and just limit our use of being around negativity. So just try to be positive and watch positive things on TV. Thanks.
Great. Thank you for that. And I will go back to Pastor Wynn. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to what you said?
Yes, the thought occurs to me that inadvertently we are going to be exposed to some things that are negative or some things that raise questions, especially in the minds of children. And that's where parents have to be attuned to what's going on, what their children are thinking, what issues they are dealing with, and recognizing that they have to be prepared to offset, to counter, or certainly to respond to negative events. And so when you see something that is very painful that takes place in the world and it's plastered all over TV, then in those situations, the parents have to be prepared to offer an explanation or a context or something that would help offset the negativity of the news, and so that it does not have an adverse effect upon their children.
Thank you so much for that. And again, I thank both of you for being on once again. I just really do appreciate and I applaud. So thanks again. And as we get ready to conclude here, it's been a great show. Again, I hope you have heard something that is going to uplift and inspire and encourage you. We certainly hope that we have done that, as we hope to do that each and every time that we are on, okay? Wanted to also mention, I wanted to send out a special congratulations to my son, Jared. He actually won his first German Billboard Award, and that was for, he was as the mixing and mastering engineer on this music project. So you guys generally hear his commercial, which is Pro Mix. So I also want to certainly applaud him for that hard work and that work effort. You know, it does pay off as well. Well, again, I want to thank you all for every time that you take time out of your schedule to be with us. Thanks for your support, listening. When you guys call us, when you send us messages, we thank you so much for that. We're glad you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have a topic that you would like to hear us discuss, please certainly let us know about it, and we will try to do our best in order to bring that into fruition, okay? Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And please treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's the golden rule. We learned that when we were little, remember? That comes from actually Matthew 7:12. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Okay. In other words, just don't tire of being nice and kind. Basically, what that says. Write it deep within your heart. You might see some people you really don't want to be kind to because they're probably rude. But promise you, if you're kind to rude people, you will actually usually see a difference. Because, again, we are the light, okay? All right. So, again, thanks for tuning in. We will talk again next week. Good night. Take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.